Okay, so have you seen this new VO thing? YouTube is jumping headfirst into AI video stuff, and it's kind of freaking people out. We're gonna try to figure out if it's as big of a deal as everyone's saying or if it's all hype.
Yeah, it's definitely got that future is here vibe, right? But like with all things AI, we've got to separate the hype from what's really going on.
Totally. And the fact that they announced it at their big Made on YouTube thing means they're serious about this. This
Yeah.
isn't just some little experiment tucked away. This is them going all in.
Yeah.
It's like what they did with DreamScreen, but cranked up to 11.
Oh yeah, for sure. So DreamScreen is cool for backgrounds, but VO, this is next level stuff. We're talking about creating entire video clips, like full on 6 second 1080p videos. Imagine you're editing and suddenly you're like, man, I wish I had a shot of a busy street market in Tokyo. Boom, VO could probably just make that for you right there.
Seriously,
Yeah.
that's insane. Imagine the time you'd save if you're making travel stuff or whatever. But that makes me wonder, what happens when everyone's using AI to generate the same stuff? Won't all videos just start looking the same?
You're hitting on the big question right there. That's the worry, isn't it? Will we be drowning in a sea of generic content? YouTube's trying to get ahead of that, though, with this synthetic thing. Basically, it acts like a watermark for AI-generated content, so viewers will know what's what.
Interesting. So it's like a label. Hey, this video was made with AI help. But will people even care? Do you think knowing a video used AI would change how you feel about it?
It's also new, isn't it? I
Yeah.
think transparency is important, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it affects how people view videos. Some people will love it, some will hate it. We're kind of watching the future unfold in real time.
For sure. And the thing is, VO's not even the whole story. They're working on this other thing called Inspiration Tab. That sounds even crazier.
The Inspiration tab is all about AI being your creative partner, or at least that's the goal. Like, imagine you're feeling stuck, don't know what to make next. This thing might just suggest a killer title, a thumbnail that pops, maybe even a rough outline to get you going.
Wait, hold on. Rough outlines. Is it actually writing the script for you?
No, it's more like giving you a nudge in the right direction. Think of it as bouncing ideas off a friend, except that friend is a really smart algorithm. It might suggest something you'd never even considered.
Interesting. So it's like AI is throwing spaghetti at the wall, hoping something sticks. But doesn't that bring us back to that same question we were talking about? What happens when everyone's AI is throwing the same spaghetti?
Right, like will everything end up tasting the same? It's a good point. But think about it this way. AI is just a tool, right? It's like a really, really fancy oven. You can give that oven to a master chef, or you can give it to someone who's never even boiled water. The results are going to be completely different.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So even if creators are pulling from the same AI-generated ideas, their own skills and creativity still make a huge difference in how those ideas actually turn out.
Exactly. VO, DreamScreen, the Inspiration tab, all of that, they're just tools in a much bigger creative process. It's like that saying, a poor craftsman blames his tools, right? A good creator can use anything to make something amazing, even AI.
It's like AI can help you build the car,
Yeah.
but it's still the driver's job to, actually drive the thing, choose where to go, how to get there, all that.
100%. And don't forget, YouTube's got those algorithms working behind the scenes. If those algorithms are as good as YouTube says they are, then even with everyone using AI, the genuinely good stuff should still rise to the top.
Yeah, that's true. It's like having a really, really good filter that helps surface the most interesting videos, regardless of how they're made. Still, I can't help but think, what happens when AI gets even better? The article said VO is supposed to launch later this year, and it's already September, so.
Yeah, they're playing it close to the chest. Seems like they're rolling these tools out kind of slowly. Maybe to give themselves time to figure out how it's all working, make changes along the way, make sure the platform doesn't become this sea of identical content.
It's a tough balance, right? They've got to keep the creators happy, keep them using the tools, but also keep the viewers happy, make sure the videos are still good.
Totally. It's going to be fascinating to see how this all shakes out over the next few months, even the next few years.
And for you especially, I'm curious to see how you might incorporate these tools into what you're already doing.
Absolutely. That's the exciting part, right? Like, if AI can take over the more tedious parts of video creation, what does that free us up to do? What does that mean for the future of creativity itself?
It's almost like AI could be your new assistant,
Yeah.
right? Like taking care of all the boring stuff so you can just focus on being creative.
Exactly. It's like instead of spending hours trying to get the lighting right in your video, you could be writing a killer script or coming up with your next big idea.
Right. Or instead of getting lost in the weeds of editing, you could be out there actually experiencing the things you make videos about.
That's what's so exciting about it. Imagine all the time and energy it could free up. Time we could spend actually connecting with people, learning new skills, you know, actually living instead of just being stuck behind a computer.
Yeah, it's like AI could free us to be more human in a way.
Absolutely. And let's not forget, there are some things that, at least for now, AI just can't do. Like, you can't program that raw energy you get from a live performance or that spark of genuine human connection.
It's those little unscripted moments, the things that make us human,
yeah,
that really connect with people, you know?
Totally. So as we're entering this new age of AI, the question isn't really, will AI replace human creativity, but more like, how will it change it? How will we use these new tools to tell stories in new ways?
It's not about AI taking over. It's about AI pushing us further, helping us do things we never could before.
Exactly. It's a really exciting time to be a creator, to be honest. And I'm really curious to see what you do with it all.
Me too. It's going to be a wild ride for sure.
Huh?
But hey, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. As always, thanks for listening. And until next time, keep those creative sparks flying and don't be afraid to experiment.